Well, Jimmy, a big local derby to look forward to now, but genuinely, did you still expect to be sat in this position a couple of weeks ago?
Probably not. I said 2 or 3 weeks ago that the message from the board and the technical director was, game by game. And with that, once a game had passed, it was very much focusing and planning, preparing for the next game. And that's what we've done. We've had a good 9 days now planning, making preparations for the game against Birmingham. So, here we are, and we'll get on with it.
And of course, Blues is kind of where it all started for you, isn't it? Way back when. Just explain your backstory, because you were coaching or affiliated to their academy, weren't you, at one time?
Yeah, it was my first real coaching qualification. I did via Birmingham City Football Club. From that qualification, I got offered some part-time work within a community scheme, and then worked there full-time for about 18 months. During that time, did some part-time work within their academy, taking their under-12s, and then eventually went on to work as assistant academy manager for just over 12 months before coming to West Brom. So, yeah, Birmingham City is a big place in my heart. I used to go and watch Birmingham as a young boy, as a Liverpool fan, the closest ground to get to. So a lot of my friends are Birmingham City fans. So it's a club that I look upon fondly.
And it's amazing that here we are, what, a decade or more later, and you're about to select the West Bromwich Albion first team to play Blues in a championship game.
Yeah, if you look at where I did start 18 years ago, it was for Birmingham City Community Scheme on a working within schools and. No real idea on how to structure a session, and I'd have 20 kids and a line of 10 one end, line of 10 the opposite end. So, 18 years ago, if somebody would have said in 18 years' time you'd be doing that, I'd have thought they were mad. But along the journey, there's been a lot of, been a lot of hard work gone in there. A lot of people have played a big part in my development. As I've progressed through the age groups and gained different qualifications, it's always had one eye open and wanting to look and work at first team level and find myself in this privileged position. And obviously just going to do my best for the football club.
It's obvious, having dealt with you the last 2 or 3 weeks, you are genuinely enjoying it at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I've had 18, like I said, 18 years of coaching experience, and albeit. This role as a first team coach, I've been the lead coach. Thoroughly enjoyed working under Darren and Graham Jones and Wayne Jacobs and assisting them and working with them. But it's probably what I know in terms of leading. So I have under the sad circumstances really enjoyed the process of being the lead coach and having the final say on the game plan. And and so far we've had two positive results, and the game plan and the preparation have played a part in those results. It's been kind of refreshing from a coaching perspective that you've had so much time to plan and to look at different games. But again, on the flip side of that, it would have been nice to bounce from the Brentford game and go straight into a game, having that momentum built.
And how do you feel about playing Friday nights before everybody else does over the weekend? Is that a factor at all, do you think, or not?
I think it's part and parcel of it. I think psychologically, obviously, it can work in your favour. We've kind of those last two results of if we win on tomorrow evening, and we go within 4 points, and psychologically it can work in your favour. It's part and parcel of football now. Obviously, the games get rearranged and moved for TV, and we just plan and prepare accordingly. I think a bonus from a coaching staff, it gives you the opportunity to go out on a Saturday and look at oppositions coming up. So that has a big benefit.
And the system you've been playing is perhaps a little bit more pragmatic. Dwight Gayle through the middle, the two guys wide, the three in midfield. Sam Johnston's made some crucial saves in the last couple of games. Let's not forget that. But the players generally seem quite happy and settled with how you've set them up now.
Yeah, I think so. I think from my viewpoint, it's been trying to fuse together things that they've done previously, things they've done this season. We've defended extremely well away from home this season in a slightly different format. There were just times in recent games that maybe we were a little bit stretching, a little bit open. So just trying to pinch things from, like I said, things that have been developed at the football club under previous managers, and trying to get that happy medium, that balance. I thought of Brentford, we had some outstanding moments where we had a big brave shape in possession. Sam's made some very, very good decisions on when to play out from the back and when to build, and when to go a little bit bigger and a bit more direct. So, it's not a case of we're going to build at every opportunity, we're going to go long at every opportunity. It's taking what the opposition give you, and the game's about exploiting space, and I think we've done that extremely well.
And how do you expect Blues to be on Friday evening? They just had 9 points deducted. What sort of impact do you think that might have on their performance?
I think maybe subconsciously, you know, it might generate an extra 5 or 10% of fight. You know, obviously their league position now, they're right in and around it. You know, so it might generate that fight mentality. But I have to say that the games that I've watched them, you know, they've been consistent performances all season. They've got a very, very good structure, very, very well organised. They have some real threat in the attacking third, in the final third. So do I think it will change the way that they approach the game and their game style? No, because I think Gary and his coaching staff have done some fantastic work there, and you know they're a very, very, very good strong outfit.
A very tight group, that's what he's had, isn't it, through the course of the season. He hasn't used anywhere near, I don't think, as many players as some other clubs have.
No, you know, and that can obviously, again, there's pros and cons to that. Obviously the big pro is that they have that ability to really, really build relationships with one another and understand how each other play. You know, in your 3 game weeks, maybe it can work against you slightly. But yeah, he's had a consistent team, and they, as I said, they're very, very well organised, and they all seem to know their roles and responsibilities within the unit and within the team.
And clearly, Shea Adams with 21 goals is going to be a massive threat, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big threat. You know, obviously with his goal record, that, you know, that stands out itself. He's probably the one in and around the final third that offers the most penetration. But, you know, they've got whatever wide players they select, they cause problems. And obviously, Djukovic as a target man, he's been outstanding this season as somebody to build up and off. And they have an attacking force, you know. So yes, Chad Adams has got lots of goals this season, and it's probably, you know, their biggest threat. But they have some really, really good threats in and around him.
But ultimately, your target is a third win out of three, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Every game in isolation, every game, you know, it's a three point focus. And everything we've done in this 9-day build-up has been geared around on looking at their threat and trying to deny their threat and trying to exploit what we can. And, you know, we'll pinch things from the first game we've played against them, and, you know, obviously the last 3 or 4 games we've analysed and gone through. Yeah, but 100% the focus will be 3 points.
And if it is 3 wins out of 3, what do you then expect to happen moving forward?
No different to what was stated to me at the, you know, at the start. You know, it's kind of, you're in caretaker role, look after until further notice, and that's exactly what we'll do. And it is a game by game, and as soon as one game passes, my job and the coaching team and the staff with me, our focus is to look and prepare for the next game until told otherwise. And you know, I'll just continue to do what the board asked me to do.
I was going to say, do you mind operating like that, or would you appreciate perhaps a little more permanence to it?
I'm employed by the football club, you know, so whatever task to do, my role is a first team coach. Obviously, currently I'm in the caretaker position, but you know, my contract states first team coach. So, whilst the guidance is game to game, I'm more than happy to do that.
And just finally, team news: Kieran Gibbs is back in the group. Matt Phillips is pushing, is he, or not necessarily this week?
Yeah, Gibbo's back. Matt is not too far away now, so hopefully we'll have Matty back in full training next week. You know, it's obviously that gives you loads and loads of positives, but gives me more headaches whilst I'm in this position with the growing number of the squad availability. But it's a nice headache, a nice problem to have.